They're using Twitter as a means to ridicule, to dismiss, to brush past the usual criticisms and just say, these people are full of it, says Robert Spitzer, a professor of political science at Sunny Cortland, who has written 5 books on gun policy. The door for this has been opened by Donald Trump himself. As teenagers who survived a school shooting, they're politically hard to hit. If the NRA or the GOP fight back, they are attacking young victims of tragedy. One GOP candidate for the Maine House of Representatives, who called Gonzalez a skinhead lesbian on Twitter, faced so much online backlash that he dropped out of the race. The students have had plenty of help. They've raised more than $4 million from small donors on the crowdfunding site GoFundMe, plus a couple million more from celebrities like George and Amal Clooney, Steven Spielberg, and Oprah Winfrey. A top Hollywood PR firm is assisting with press requests pro bono, and Women's March organizer Dina Katz is volunteering as a consultant on the march. The gun reform advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety, backed by billionaire former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, has given out more than $1 million in grants to local organizers planning sibling marches around the country. And the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence is sending busloads of kids to Washington, D.C. Democratic megadonor Tom Steyer pledged $1 million to gun safety groups' efforts to register more high school students to vote. Our biggest problem is that we're getting too much help, says Corinne. They know that other youth campaigns against gun violence, including those led by black activists in urban communities, have not gotten the same financial support or media attention. We came from an affluent area, and we're mostly white, and we have to use that privilege, says Tarr. The kids say they are trying to correct the imbalance. A letter from the Dream Defenders, a racial justice group formed after the killing of Trayvon Martin, is hanging on the office wall. And in early March, the teens invited young activists from the Peace Warriors, a Chicago anti-violence group, to Parkland to discuss coordinating their efforts. We're fighting for the same thing, says Ariana Williams, a high school senior from Chicago who has been working with the Peace Warriors since sophomore year. We found our voice in Parkland. We didn't really have it here. Inside the office, there is no adult supervision beyond Matt Deutsch and Kaylin Pipitone, who two 20-year-old college students and recent Stoneman Douglas alums who help with things that only adults can do, like signing contracts and insurance forms and paperwork for their 501c4. We want the grown-ups we need in this and nothing more, says Kasky. We only have people doing the things that as 17-year-olds we cannot. At an early hashtag never again meeting, parents ask how they could help, recalls Alex Wynn's mother. The answer came back, order pizza.